Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. Now from the BizTalk studios, here is Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's March 27th, 2023. Hope you had a great weekend. I was under the weather all weekend. Friday night, though, I had a charity event, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida Celebrate the Children. But I've been croaking all weekend. That was my weekend. I feel much better. What can I tell you? It's less of a cold and flu edition of Investor's Edge. We'll try to get through it. Let's start with the most emails I received this weekend, thanking me for the big bet on Connecticut and Miami. We told you we really liked Miami, and we loved Connecticut. We thought they were heads and shoulders above Gonzaga. What'd they win by, 30? And as you know, through the years, I think we've lost 4 Super Bowls since 2000. I think when we did the playoffs in football, 75-80%. We've given you NCAA finals, football, basketball. But we've really done nothing in a bit. But I just saw these couple of games, and we gave it to you on Friday. Again, gambling is not for everybody. And we ask you to only gamble what you can afford. But we really love those two games, especially the Connecticut. We shall have Final Four at the end of this week. One game has me very much perked up. I think I got a big one for you coming this week. We'll let you know. Okay. The other part of Friday, we simply said to you that we thought things were changing. We said to you on Friday something we noticed on Friday. It was not happenstance. It was something we noticed on Friday. We thought the worst areas of the market that have been just bludgeoned in recent weeks, we thought on Friday they quietly, subtly were putting in lows, L-O-W-S. And then we use the words for now. Does not mean they are the lows. But we thought lows were put in. What areas? Financials that have been crushed. What areas? Energy, which has been crushed. Rails, truckers, industrials, insurance, commodities, airlines, Dow types, crushed. Crushed. On the other end, we thought that some of the stronger areas were stalling out. namely the tech slash big tech slash semiconductors. And it wasn't what we'd call one of our major league calls, but it was a subtle call. We thought the complexion was changing. We've already got emails asking, what exactly did you see? To explain it, first off, we thought the areas that were bombed out had put in some time at the lows. Retesting. And then we noticed on Friday, quietly, in the market there is something called tails. It leaves a tail. It means a stock during the day was at 100, closed at 104. And we noticed it for all these areas. So just letting you know today, confirm what we said Friday. We have no clue about tomorrow, but there is a little move afoot here. Little change in the complexion. And there may be a little rhyme and reason. Let's talk the financials. Somebody bought Silicon Valley Bank for a song and a dance. Or dance and a song. First Citizens Bank bought them very cheaply. Ended up with a lot of deposits. And I think that gave hope. So the financials had a good day. And whatever they brought along with them had a good day. On the other end, the areas we told you, we thought they were stalling, they had a bad day. And that's the story. How long it lasts, how far it goes, I don't know. I have yet to scan. But a little change afoot, and maybe not so little. So, very simply, today's market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. You ready? What was going on for a bit? Well, if the Dow was up 194, the NASDAQ would be up 400. If the Dow was down 200, the NASDAQ would still be up 100. Well, today the Dow was up 194. NASDAQ down 55. The Dow was up 194. NASDAQ 100 down 93. Dow was up 194. Semiconductor index down 37. There you go. What we saw Friday subtly made itself a little more well known today. That said, take a pen and a sheet of paper and go to midnight on a clock and just take a line down to the bottom. Six. That's what a lot of these names look like. Now, little next to it, go from six straight up 15% of the way, let's call it. That's all that happened here with the bombed out areas. Not so sure I can go further than that. But we'll review it tonight. And we do have a thought process. We are a thinking person. What if, just what if, first cough, second cough. What if there is no more banking issues? One has to think these banks are going to go higher, right? Has to think. Maybe. We'll keep you apprised. We'll look at it tonight. It is somewhat of a guessing game, though. Leave no doubt. You never know where it's going to come from next. Or maybe it's over. Our worry? The central bank that has lost $1 trillion on whatever they have bought with other people's money, namely conjured up money, are backstopping depositors with a clear lack of capital, which means they're in hope and prayer mode that it doesn't continue. You know, fake it till you make it. Say it so others believe it. We'll see. We're just letting you know what we said on Friday. Got a little more confirmation today. To what extent? Not sure just yet. But wow. We're actually a little bit proud of ourselves. This was a very subtle move on Friday. We're always looking for an edge. The things that people don't see, and even if they saw it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. We probably also told you Friday, we're not sure what to do. Why? Straight down. Up next, much more. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Now, What about the big picture? Well, if you ask me to talk the big picture, all these bombed out areas that bounced today, overall, look like crap. At normal circumstance, they're a sell on any rally up. General sense. That's the big picture. One would suggest a few things have to change. But we do know that outlier events, like what just happened with banks, if they're resolved to the positive, oh, you can go straight up, straight down. We've seen it before. But as a norm, they look like crap. And as they rally up into resistance, they're sells. Best way I can put it. As far as these other areas that we thought were going to stall, they did. Some of the bigger tech down today. The semis down today. So a little change of foot. And may I repeat again, to what extent? We just want to get trends right. Remember, when we called bear markets at the highs for the growth stocks, we didn't call bear markets. We said they had topped. And we said they're going into downtrends. And as more and more names joined that ugly, we knew something was up. And of course, it turned into a brutal bear market, which is still going on right now for a lot of names. We'll keep you apprised. And leave no doubt, we'll be watching these areas closely. I do want to mention oil prices up $3.77 today. That's a huge move. More than 5%. So not good at the pump. Good for oil stocks today. Which have been part of the ugly. With the financials, Ground Zero Bank gets taken out, gets bought out. The thought process, that's good news. Banks get a reprieve. But we're really unclear. If I had a guess, and it's just a guess, this ain't over with. I hope that guess is wrong. The last thing we need is a banking crisis. While the country has massive debt, massive deficits, and a Marxist in the right White House that wants to make it worse. Yes, Marxist control freak that wants a budget of $6.8 trillion. Up from 4.4 the year before COVID. Insanity rules. Defense stocks, defensive. We mentioned on Friday. Hershey's up 3 today. Novo Nordisk up 2. Clorox, Monster Beverage, Mondelez, All Green. The Coca-Cola of Mexico, up 2. Money flows into defensive. In the Dow today, it looks like Walmart wants to turn up. McDonald's wants to turn up. IBM. So the market's going into this lower beta defense. So again, the Dow up 194, the S&P 6, NASDAQ down 55, NASDAQ 100 down 93, just a major change from what we've been seeing the last few weeks. The SOX was down. Many more new lows than new highs on the NASDAQ, about even on the New York. But when I look at the new yearly high list, ain't much. As we told you, defensive. Mondelez food, Hershey's food, Darden restaurants, we'll give that one. Regeneron, drug news, Elf Beauty, cosmetics, Novo Nordisk, drugs, and a couple others. Green Brick Partners, housing, Motorola Solutions. So a few on the New York Stock Exchange. But that's it. On the NASDAQ, I'm looking. Da da da. I pretty much have nothing on the NASDAQ today. How's that? And remember, bull markets in stocks are made of leadership. Leadership. If there isn't any leadership, very tough to have bull markets. Yields spiked up today. There was a flight to quality with the bank issues. Maybe the bank issues resolved, maybe. Yields going back up. 10 years at 3.528. Up a big 148 today. That's a huge move in one day. Crazy moves in the bond markets, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by, you know who. Up next, lots of news. Stay tuned. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
All right. Lots of news to cover. Do you know the city of Sacramento is trying to claim the right to retroactively tax former residents? What is going on out there? Where do these people get these ideas? Think about that. You left 7 years ago, Sacramento. Unbelievable. You know, unfortunately, we have to talk about Jay Powell. Just so you know, Betts now showing 4 rate cuts by the end of this year. We don't really watch this stuff. But it went from no rate cuts to 4. That's what a banking problem will potentially do. I think the bigger problem is if the economy loses the consumer. As I have stated, major increase in credit card usage, records. Savings rates have plunged. You tell me what the logic is. Something that wasn't talked about last week by anybody. U.S. durable goods went from 11.2 to 2.2 in February from December. That is a huge drop. And again, we think there could be some economic issues going forward. Commercial real estate. When you have a chance, go look at VNO. Go look at SLG. And look at the crash of office real estate investment trusts. There is a lot of debt coming due in the next 3 to 5 years from lower rates to higher rates. Now you tell me what that could mean. The next shoe to drop, we'll see. But we're pretty good at putting 1 + 1 together. We're quite logical here, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden, what did we say? $6.8 trillion budget. It's criminal. But what I haven't mentioned is a new minimum tax on unrealized capital gains. I want you to think about that. You own a house during the year. It went from $700,000 to $770,000. You may have to pay taxes on that, the $70,000. Or any asset that you didn't sell, a stock, a bond. Ladies and gentlemen, they're insane. And what if the next year it goes down? They're insane. They're economically illiterate, don't have an understanding of economics, they're just control freaks. You know what that could potentially do to the real estate market? What if you're not liquid? It's lunacy. They want to quadruple the tax on stock buybacks and higher Medicare taxes on people making over $400,000. That's their magic number. If you make over $400,000, up yours. Screw you. We're going to penalize you for being financially successful. Again, they're insane. It's lunacy. They're economically illiterate because most of them have been politicians their whole life and are just control freaks. The good news, none of this is happening right now. Republicans have the House. Thank God that happened. I mentioned the central bank. They're sitting on $1.2 trillion in losses. On the bonds they bought with conjured up money. Who eats those? Speaking of lunacy, how the hell we get here? It's like phantom numbers. Any number conjured up. How they have any credibility is beyond me. I can't believe some of the things I even have to cover. The nonsensical, the stupid, the imbecilic, the moronic. They tell us everything's fine. Then why did the Bank of Canada, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, Federal Reserve, and Swiss National Bank get together for a joint liquidity operation? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think it's a reach to say we are being chiefed by a bunch of con artists that tell you they're in control and have absolutely no control. The banks, speaking if everything's okay, why have the U.S. banks have borrowed a combined $165 billion from the backstop entities that the Fed put out? Far exceeding the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, none of this I am making up. I tell you this not to depress you. I tell you this to make sure you know what the hell's going on. Last time inflation was this high, 1,600 banks failed, 70s and 80s. Just letting you know. Just going through my notes. And this is from the people that said inflation is not a problem, is transitory, interest rates will not rise until 2024, and we need a recession now to lower the inflation they never saw coming. We wish we were making these things up. None of this is opinion. All fact. Up next. What else? I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
By the way, Connecticut is playing Miami, correct? That's what I think is one game in the Final Four. And the other game is... San Diego State FAU? Where did they come from? Either San Diego State or FAU are going to be in the final game. Wow. UConn is a 5.5-point favorite on Miami. That's the game that has my interest. That's the game that has my interest. UConn looks heads and tails above everybody. But it's also who's hot. San Diego State is -2 on FAU. I have no feel for that game as of yet. Over under in Miami, Connecticut is 150.
Huh.
We'll let you know at the end of the week. What else is on my mind? Well, just by way of fact, remember, they're telling us everything's okay. Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank were the second and third largest failures. You know what number one was, right? Washington Mutual. In 08, $434 billion. Silicon Valley Bank, $209 billion. Signature Bank, $110. 1984, Continental Illinois, $107. 1988, First Republic, $84 billion. Nice. Why are we worried? Last year, Credit Suisse passed all the stress tests from our Federal Reserve. What did we tell you about these stress tests? They're fake. What are banks? They're bookies. So, they're as good as the deposits. If they lose all the deposits, they're out of business. Why did people take their money out? Fear and emotion. These stress tests do not account for people. They're stupid stress tests. By stupid people. I want to repeat something I said last week. The top seven companies, excuse me, in the NASDAQ 100 are 52% of the NASDAQ 100. Those same seven make up 24% of the S&P. That's insane. Influence. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Tesla, Nvidia, Facebook. These indices have not learned any lessons. That's all I can tell you. Seven stocks. What if those seven stocks crap out? Which they have, by the way. And they had not a great day today. We'll see. So, again, our little change of complexion theme on Friday showed itself today. Don't know if it lasts. All I know is it showed itself. Dow types. They even moved IBM. A comatose stock. The thought process is maybe, just maybe, this bank thing could be over. My worry? When you have a chance, go look at the KRE and see how high it was today on the open and see where it finished. It got distributed today from a hot open. That's the regional banks. If there are going to be problems, it'll be the regional banks. I promise. Our hope is this goes away. But you know what has not gone away? The distortions Jay Powell created to get us to the point where on TV, we're talking about banks getting in trouble because they bought government bonds. How can you get in trouble with that? Well, when government bonds 10-year yields at the low were paying 0.6% because they were rigged and manipulated, that's how you get in trouble. Just like the extreme Austria bond, 100 years at 0.8% and was sold out, now down 60%. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. I'm trying to get better. And when you get home, do like we do. Make sure you hug your family. Make sure you hug your children. Drink some tea. And have a great evening. Really appreciate you joining us. TV tomorrow, not sure just yet. Until tomorrow, same time radio. Good night, all. Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum on BizTalk. To listen to past episodes or to get in contact with Gary, go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com.